Now on KPIX 5 News, rain to start your Saturday morning with another round ahead. When will we expect to see the sun again?
Plus, the Mueller report finally finished. The fight over what's inside is just beginning. What we're already hearing is not included.
And a stabbing on a BART train this morning. The suspect is still on the run. It is just about 6 a.m. on this Saturday, March 23rd. Good morning. I'm Devin Feely.
And I'm Melissa Kane. And let's start out this morning with forecast with our meteorologist, Darren Peck.
Guys, if you took one glance at the radar, you'd be pretty impressed at all the bright colors that are on it. Take a look over
it's lovely.
It is lovely, right? It's kind of like a Christmas tree lovely. There's a lot of yellow, orange, and red on there. The important thing about all those bright colors is they have moved east of where the majority of us live. That is the rain that was falling while you were sleeping. And if you take a look at the last frame here, all the heavier rains out here, moving into the Central Valley, this is where we all are. It's not completely done. There are still a few places we need to come in for a close-up look where we're going to notice some heavier rain, particularly here along Highway 24. Just as you are going east of Orinda and working your way over towards Walnut Creek, heavier band of rain just now through the south side of Walnut Creek. In fact, it's not raining for most of us, but for Walnut Creek, particularly on the south side of town, it's raining quite heavily in spots, but that is really isolated. These are just the small little leftovers of what came through in the overnight hours. And if we want to get a look at the bigger picture here with a few light showers down in the South Bay, we'll go back to the live radar, switch it to the future cast, play this forward, and watch what happens for the rest of today. I just stopped it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And not only are we not getting rained on, but you're actually going to get a pretty good looking day with blue sky, and it'll be a bit cooler than it was yesterday, but it's going to be a pretty looking afternoon by the time we get there. We're in the mid 50s now. We'll see the temperatures get into the low 60s today for daytime highs. Rain moves away now. It'll be dry for the rest of the weekend, but read that bottom line there. Rain is coming back on Monday. In fact, much of the 7-day forecast has a chance of rain on it. I'll go over that in a few minutes, guys. Back over to you.
Thanks, Darren. And police are searching for an attacker who stabbed a passenger on a BART train. BART police say the victim and the attacker were on a Richmond-bound train at about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when the two got into an argument, then a physical fight, which led to the stabbing. The operator stopped the train at the Oakland Fruitvale station, and that station was shut down for nearly 2 hours. BART police say that the victim has serious injuries but is expected to survive. Some BART passengers tell us they're frustrated that such incidents keep happening.
I'm exhausted of it. It doesn't make any sense. This is public transportation. Do something.
BART says it has hired more officers last year than in any prior year, and the transit agency says they plan to ask for more money to hire 19 additional officers. Police say they hope that surveillance footage will help identify yesterday's attacker, but so far they haven't released any video or a suspect description.
Cocaine, alcohol, and heart disease were all contributing factors in the death of San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi. That's according to a report from the medical examiner's office. Now, last month, Adachi reportedly experienced breathing problems and stomach pain before he was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Cocaine, by both narrowing the blood vessel, and cocaine is also a stimulant of platelets, which are cells that cause blood to clot. It can further restrict blood flow to the heart.
The public defender's office issued this statement. Out of respect for his family, our office isn't commenting on what we believe is a private medical matter. For more information, you can go to kpix.5.com. The full coroner's report is posted on our website.
And a pivotal moment at the nation's capital. Special counsel Robert Mueller has now delivered his final report to the attorney general about possible Russian collusion with the Trump campaign and obstruction of justice. CBS reporter Mola Lenghi has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The Mueller report is now in the hands of the Attorney General. A senior Justice Department official tells CBS News Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. Attorney General William Barr wrote a letter to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees saying, "The special counsel has submitted to me today a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions he has reached." Barr added he may be in a position to advise you of the special counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend.
That is all he's required to do. But that doesn't mean that he can't release the report in some form.
The report follows a nearly two-year investigation and is described as comprehensive. Few have seen it, including White House officials and President Trump. Before leaving for Mar-a-Lago Friday, the president took aim again at the investigation.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt.
Principal conclusions of the report are expected to be made public, but many Democrats say it needs to be released in full.
It's imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress.
Since the investigation began, six of the president's associates have been charged with crimes, ranging from lying to the FBI to tax evasion. Barr says he'll determine what information can be released to the public after speaking with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the special counsel. Mola Lenghi, CBS News, the White House.
And White House attorneys are with President Trump in Florida this weekend.
That report needs to be made public.
Yes.
The American people have a right and a need to know.
There's Senator Kamala Harris reacting last night during a campaign stop in Texas. Meanwhile, Congressman Eric Swalwell of Dublin had this to say on CNN.
We will ultimately see the full report because the president is outnumbered. We have now the subpoena power and a judiciary that will uphold the precedents from the Nixon era. However, I also think we will probably have to hear from Bob Mueller himself.
For a link to the special counsel's letter to the attorney general announcing delivery of the report, go to KPIX.com.
There's been an attempt to hack into Contra Costa County's election system. The elections chief says the attempted intrusion was detected recently and traced to, quote, foreign interests. The office says security systems isolated the threat immediately, and it appears that the attempted hack was unsuccessful. California's Secretary of State's office and Homeland Security have both been notified.
And the Raiders and the NFL in Oakland say that Oakland's lawsuit against them should be thrown out. Now, the opposing sides met before a federal judge yesterday in San Francisco. Now, Oakland accuses the league and the Raiders of violating antitrust laws by approving the team's move to Las Vegas. But the team and the NFL say that competition between cities is exactly what those antitrust laws are supposed to protect. The lawsuit seeks compensation and argues for keeping the Raiders' name in Oakland even after the team leaves.
And this is something that our grandparents built in 1960. That name, Oakland Raider, was created by the community in 1960. It's like a community intellectual property.
The judge is scheduled to rule in early June on whether to dismiss the lawsuit.
Now, meanwhile, a trial in the ghost ship warehouse fire is set to begin in a matter of days after a judge blocked attempts to get the case dismissed or at least delayed. The fire in December of 2016 killed 36 people. Two artists who ran an artist collectives there are charged with involuntary manslaughter. Now, yesterday, a defense attorney argued that prosecutors had mishandled evidence. Another attorney asked for more time to hear back from a potential witness. But the judge denied both of those motions. She said the trial will begin April 2nd. And it'll soon cost more to cross the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge district just approved a proposal to raise tolls to $9.75 by 2023, almost $10. The toll will be raised by 25 to 30 cents every year starting July 1st. Drivers who use Fast Track will get a discount.
And the Golden State Warriors are about 6 months away from game one at their new Chase Center in San Francisco. And Draymond Green just picked out his spot in the new locker room.
Yeah, I'll take this quarter.
Now, team management showed off the progress in a hard hat tour yesterday. They promised the interior will be intimate and immersive.
So when you walk in, you're going to see nine screens, a whole wall that could have Draymond warming up on the court pregame.
Oh, wow.
See the audience coming in if a band is playing, too. So you can have that, or this time of year, you can have nine different
The Warriors' first game at Chase Center is set for October 5th against the Los Angeles Lakers. And speaking of basketball, there's lots of basketball excitement this weekend in downtown San Jose as part of the NCAA men's tournament is being played at the SAP Center.
College Hoops fans from all over the country are in San Jose this weekend. Yesterday, they got a chance to experience four first-round games, including huge upset wins by Oregon, Liberty, and the UC Irvine Anteaters. Now, away from the arena, downtown bars and restaurants are as busy as ever, many decked out in team colors of the competing schools.
It's awesome to see, just what March Madness is all about.
There's just something about March Madness that just makes you just go, I'm watching basketball all weekend.
I knew we were going to win from the start. We've been playing so good recently.
Feel like you're in college again?
Yes.
Second round games in San Jose will be played tomorrow. CBS coverage of the tournament resumes at 9 this morning here on KPIX 5. Now you can check out a complete guide to March Madness, including game schedules, on KPIX.com.